أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil, in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. وَبِهِ نَسْتَعِينَ. And we seek assistance from Him, the Lord of the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last two sessions, we have discussed the first two, three ayahs of Surah Yusuf, and inshallah ta'ala, from today we will begin ayah number 5, and wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had or will lead us, inshallah ta'ala. It is really a great blessing to sit down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sit down and discuss His words, the revelation, the only challenging revelation, the one that challenges the world, the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran challenges the world. That if you think that this is not a miracle, if you think that the Holy Quran is not a miracle, then bring few verses. SubhanAllah, it's a great challenge. Where did we reach? A quick summary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by saying, I will tell you a thing that you did not know, and that is the story of Yusuf, and it is the best story. And then suddenly he went into the hero of the story, and that is Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, as he went to his father saying, "Oh my dear father, I have a dream. In my dream I have seen 11 planets and the sun and the moon. I have seen them prostrating for you." His father, Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our prophet, his progeny, and him, he said, "Oh my, ya bunay," he said, the answer. "Qala ya bunay, la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatika fayakidu laka kayda. Inna shaytana lil insani aduwwun mubin. Wa kadhalika yajtabika rabbuka wa yu'allimuka min ta'wil al ahadith wa yutimmu ni'matahu 'alayka wa 'ala ali ya'qub kama atammaha 'ala abawayka min qablu ibrahim wa ishaq. Inna rabbaka alimun hakim." InshaAllah ta'ala, let's see what Ya'qub, the prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, answered his son. He said, "Oh son, do not tell this dream of yours. Do not relay this dream that you have dreamt to your brothers. Don't tell them. If you did, they will plot a bad plot for you." Now why? Inshallah, we will see as we go forward in this beautiful story that the brothers were jealous. And as you know, jealousy will blind a person. Jealousy will make a person not see but that issue. So he told him, and then who will support that bad plot? Who would support the planning to destroy, to hurt the other person? Of course, Shaytan. That's why he said, "Inna shaytana lil insani." Please pay attention. "Inna shaytana," surely. "A shaytan," Satan, "lil insan," for a human being, "aduwwun mubin." Don't you ever trust that creature. Don't you ever listen to him. he has a very powerful tool, and that is a whispering power. He comes from within. Now, if you go to the tafsir of A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, in which we started, inshallah, it is on Shia TV. May Allah bless those who are organizing it, inshallah ta'ala. You see that in A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you directly, A'udhu Billah, you directly seek refuge to Allah from the evil of the devil. Whereas if you wanted other things, you say bi-ismillah. There is something in the middle. See how important that is. Now why? Because this enemy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning him in the Holy Quran comes from within. You don't see him. And yet he has that power to see you. But when we say A'udhu Billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees him and us and everything else. So that's why we seek refuge to him. Please, brothers and sisters, always and always seek refuge to Allah from the evil of the devil, so you will not be beat. Inna ash-shaytana lil-insani aduwwun mubeen. Now, we've taken two lessons out of this short side of the verse. First, three, matter of fact. What is the three? Number one, when you see something, always be secretive. The hadith said, "Ista'inu 'ala ada' a'malikum bil kitman." When you see something that is going to let you be an advancement if in anything. You are seeking to be higher in your job as a position. You are seeking, of course, halal, inshallah ta'ala. You would like to open a business or something, inshallah, that is good. You would like, whatever you want to do, seek assistance. Ista'inu ala ada'i a'malikum bil kitman. Seek assistance to achieve what you want with secrecy. Bil kitman. You know, subhanAllah. Depend upon Allah. Tell the ones that it is their specialty. But do not publicize it until it's there. So, ista'inu ala a'malikum bil kitman. Ya'qub, may Allah's peace, Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is telling Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, do not tell your dream to the others. That's number one. Number two, what happens if a person did? If it went there, if others saw this advancement for you, this going higher and higher, they will become jealous. And what happens if they become jealous? The second point, they will plot a bad plot for you, a bad planning. So they will bring you down. This is the blindness of jealousy. And the third, be extremely careful. From what? From who? From Satan. The one that is your enemy. A manifested enemy. Continuous motion, he talks to you, whispers to you. If you are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're with Allah, then he would not dare coming close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. So think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of the devil. He can't come close to you. Inna ash-shaytana lil-insani aduwwun mubeen. And then Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings, saw from this dream something else too. He saw that وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify you and make you close to him. Make you the one that is specialized for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ijtiba. It's just like a king that if he saw that there was a servant, if he saw that there was a person that was with great potentials, he said, I would like him for myself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he saw that a person is trying his best to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that person special. كَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. And he does more to you. What is that? وَيُعَلِّمُكَ. And he teaches you مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. What is تَأْوِيل? تَأْوِيل means you tell the meaning of al-ahadith. Al-ahadith are the dreams. Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the powers that gave him is that he was able to explain or tell the true meaning of the dreams. Now, why here is been said ta'wil al-ahadith? Why the name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for this word is ahadith? Because the dreams can be a true dream, and that is what hadith has been told to you by the angels, by what you see, the true things in your dream. And it also could be a dream that is a lying dream. It's called hadith al-nafs. So because you sit down, you talk to yourself so much about a certain thing, you will be dreaming that you are in that stage or state or whatever. So therefore, it is a hadith. A hadith means the one that you talk to yourself. And then what? And then, وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will attach to the knowledge, to the ability to understand and give the true meaning of the ahadith, the dreams, He will complete that with a great blessing, as he did upon Ali Ya'qub. Ali Ya'qub? Yes, and inshallah, when you go through the story, inshallah, at the end, you see that Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, would be the source of that great blessing for Ali Ya'qub, the sons, the family of Ya'qub, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already did complete the ni'mah, the blessings, upon Ibrahim al-Khalil, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and Ishaq, Isaac, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue by saying, Inna rabbaka alimun hakim. Surely, your Lord is knowledgeable, and wise. Now, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, he put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim and hakim. Why these two characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is really beautiful. It's extremely beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he puts at the end of the ayahs, his names, his characteristics, his beautiful names. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Now see how beauty of the hidden meanings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting there. Ya'qub, Jacob, he said Allah will accomplish and fulfill his blessings upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will choose you for himself. Okay, how? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable. And in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not choose any Tom, Dick, and Harry from the street just because his eyes are beautiful, just because he's big, just because he has money. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. In fact, we should be thankful that we are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, let me on a side story. mention something after I say Inna Rabbaka, not only with knowledge, but he also is wise. He chooses with wisdom. Because sometimes the knowledge, you know, we have a lot of scientists, they have a lot of knowledge. We have a lot of knowledgeable people about the atoms and the bombs, but are they wise? Are they controlling that wisdom? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only merciful, as he always tells us, but also knowledgeable and wise. He puts everything in the right place. He chooses everyone as they are fit, as they are trying their best in order to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. So he chooses them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only merciful and compassionate, but also in this selection of the humans, he is knowledgeable and Alim and Hakim. So whoever deserves to be a person to be hired for any form of Allah's position, such as Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses with his wisdom and with his knowledge. Now the story that I told, it's a side story. Said one person, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, saying, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will judge us on judgment day? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us on judgment day. He took a great deep relaxation sigh. He said, then Ya Rasulullah, I don't care. Now see, look at his answer. What does that mean? I mean, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compassionate, why should I care? Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, why should I care? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loving, is caring, wadud, aziz. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable, he is wise, why should I care? I go put myself in the just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to treat us with justice. Inna Allah Aziz Hakim. Inna Rabbaka Alimun Hakim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat all of us with ilm and with hikmah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer and closer to his words. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allah.